Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to my final podcast for 2019. This is my podcast version of my newsletter, which is going out on the last weekend of 2019. And I'm up here at Dunstable Downs, a place that, if you know me, I come to quite often to spend extra time in prayer and reflection. And I've enjoyed that today, which I'll tell you more about in a moment. But just to say, this is just a short podcast, and you won't find as much on my newsletter as usual. You'll still find the posts on my website as normal, the Quiet Time Coaching, Tuesday Teaching Tips, Sunday Sample. That's all there because I pre-recorded those and scheduled them. So you should get some useful material there, especially as they're focused on helping us prepare for the year ahead in the areas of collective worship, in the areas of teaching and preaching, and in the area of quiet times, those times of quiet with God. So hopefully those are useful for you. But of course, it's been a little busier over Christmas, New Year with fun stuff with family. And I hope you've had a good time with family. We had a wonderful time with my parents on Christmas Day and my daughter and new son-in-law, Bintesh, and our son, Fred. And just before Christmas, we caught up with my sister and her husband, my niece, my great niece, my uncle, and all that. That was super. So it's been a refreshing time. But I felt the need to come up here, Dunstable Downs, on this. It's the Friday before the New Year, just to reflect and think. And I've spent 2 hours in the delightful cafe, the National Trust Cafe, up on Dunstable Downs with some good coffee and a nice, a gluten-free cheese scone. And just thinking through the year, I've been through my whole diary for 2019, noting the main things that happened, looked at my goals, hopes, dreams for 2019 from earlier in the year, evaluated those, and I've written down three lists. One list is my big wins, the things that I felt most proud of and most that I did or was involved in that were most meaningful to me and I think to the kingdom of God. So my big wins list, which was longer than I expected, which was rather nice. And then I wrote a sort of I'm satisfied with list, things that have progressed, things that have made, that have been healthy, and I'm very satisfied with. And then the third list is the things that I'm dissatisfied with or confused about or feel frustrated about. So those are the three things, and some of them are events and things, and some of them are feelings more or areas of character growth and spiritual growth and that kind of thing. So I've written those three lists, reflected over those, noted down the lessons I think that God wanted me to learn from those. And having written them all down, that's now going to shape my thinking for 2020, which I'm going to do more of on Monday. I've split my review of 2019 away from my planning for 2020 just to create some clarity of thought. So today was 2019, Monday is 2020. I'll probably come back here to Dunstable Downs again. This is such a good place to reflect, not far from where I was born almost 59 years ago. And the peace and calm up here, although it's quite busy now as I'm leaving, lots of people out with their children and flying kites and all that kind of good stuff. It's lovely to see. But anyway, That's been my plan and my progress today is thinking through 2019. Whatever you need to do, whether you can take a half day as I have this morning or even just an hour or so, just to think about the year that's gone, pray first as I did this morning and then perhaps sit down with a book and a pen, blank sheet of paper and just think about, perhaps you might want to do that. Think about your big wins. Think about the things that progressed satisfactorily and well. And then think about the things that you're confused about, upset about, frustrated by, things like that. And see what you come up with and see what, as you write it down from the last year, what lessons you think God's been teaching you and what he wants you to take from it all. So that's it. On my on the website, you'll find hopefully some good material to help you prepare for 2020. I'm going to come back on Monday to think about 2020, but this is my last newsletter podcast for 2019, and thank you for being with me this year. Thanks for all the wonderful support and encouragement you've given me, and I do pray that 2019 is one of those years when you just really sense that God is at work in your life and around you. That's my prayer, and thank you again for prayers, encouragement, and conviction that these things really matter, that our corporate worship matters, that our teaching and preaching matters, and that our times of quiet with God, they really matter. They're all investments in the kingdom of God for our King and for the glory of our King and for the betterment of ourselves and those around us and the whole of humankind. Have a lovely rest weekend, and I will catch up with you very soon. Take care and God bless.